This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually laid the foundation stone of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project, India Chip Private Limited, in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority area, Gautam Buddh Nagar, in Uttar Pradesh. The establishment of the HCL Foxconn semiconductor facility marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards technological self-reliance and reflects the Prime Minister's vision of positioning India as a trusted global destination for high-end electronics and semiconductor manufacturing. Addressing the gathering through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said that the establishment of the HCL Foxconn semiconductor facility will boost India's presence in the global chip ecosystem.
Uttar Pradesh bharat ke semiconductor ecosystem ka bada center banne ja raha hai. HCL aur Foxconn ki ye nayi factory technology powerhouse ke roop mein यूपी की नई पहचान को और सशक्त करेगी। इस सेमीकंडक्टर फैक्ट्री की वजह से देश के युवाओं को बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा।
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has established India as a powerhouse in the field of electronics. The India AI Impact Summit has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total of 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. The summit, which concluded yesterday, has seen widespread participation from across the globe. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitaye, Sarvajan Sukhaye, the declaration stressed that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. Meanwhile, curtains came down on the India AI Impact Expo in the national capital this evening. India and Brazil exchanged 10 agreements to strengthen cooperation across critical minerals, digital cooperation, sharing of traditional knowledge, health, MSME, entrepreneurship and mass communication, among others. The pacts were finalized following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in New Delhi today. Both leaders committed to raise bilateral trade over $20 billion in the next 5 years. They conveyed their strong commitment to strengthen global fight against terrorism. While addressing the plenary session of India-Brazil Business Forum in New Delhi, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal emphasized that the relationship between India and Brazil is a strong, multifaceted strategic partnership driven by people-to-people ties and expanding cooperation. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that India is ready to deepen its engagement with Rwanda in emerging technologies, innovation ecosystems and next-generation sectors, including AI, biotechnology and nuclear energy. The minister said this while holding a bilateral meeting with Minister of ICT and Innovation of Rwanda, Paula Ingabire, in New Delhi. He added that India's engagement with African nations in science and technology has steadily expanded under the India-Africa Forum Summit framework. The fifth edition of the Goa Maritime Conclave concluded today, with Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi calling for stronger technology-driven maritime cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. In his closing remarks, the Navy Chief reaffirmed India's commitment to work with partner nations to ensure a safe, secure and stable Indian Ocean. In women's cricket, India defeated host Australia by 17 runs in the third and final T20 at Adelaide today. With the victory, India clinched the series 2-1. Earlier, electing to bat first, India posted 176 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.